Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love?
Okay. We are going to do a jump start with Panache Desai to start the show today. So here we go. Ready to experience our magnificence. And your glorious self. Hear that. Yay, receive yourself on all those levels. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Living Eden. And I'm Sharon Walker, your host. And I'm very excited to be here with you today and to be talking about superhumanity. Yippee. And that was a lead-in, Panache Desai's 8-minute jump start for the day. And that was part of his 8-minute jump start. And all those wonderful energies and frequencies for us to receive, to be moving our bodies and receiving, receiving, receiving. And as we receive, we flow it back out because that's the way the universe is. Giving and receiving, taking in and flowing out. That's the way it is. So that's healthy and powerful and strong and natural. So let's take a big deep breath here. The call-in number, I invite you to call in, 909-533-8401. I would love to see my studio light up with your call-ins. And if you don't want to talk, you don't have to. But having your energy in the call, having you call in, would be so delightful. And you can share if you want. You can share insights, ask questions. The first one who calls in would get a reading, a one-card reading with me. So, lucky you. Call in and have a good time on this show. So let's create our energy bowl for the day, for the call. This is Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And certainly, sending loving awareness to embrace each and every person on the planet and around our whole planet and into the cosmos. And taking a galactic breath where we breathe in through our heart, through the heart of Earth, and through the heart of the galaxy, inside the heart of the cosmic divine beloved lover. Breathing in now, filling your belly, right into your pineal gland. Hold. And breathing out. And putting your hand on your heart. And breathing in self-love in your galactic breath. Filling your belly. And your chest and your neck and your shoulders and your head, bringing that into the pineal gland, holding it, and breathing out anything that tells you or holds a space in you that you are not divine, that you are not good, that you are not perfectly awesome. Can you feel your deliciousness when you do that? And breathing in again, galactic breath, into your pineal gland, holding it, breathing in the fullness of self-love, feeling it in your whole body, and breathing it out through your spine. Breathing out anything that holds you back from the fulfillment and the fullness of who you are. Who you are is, I am. I am that I am. And hold that space. Breathing in, I am that I am. Into your pineal gland. And out through your spine, into your whole body. I am that I am. Down through your body, into your hips, down into your legs and your knees and your feet, down into your Earth Star below your feet. And a golden cord giving you a way energetically to climb down to the center of the earth. And that vibrant, full of force, amazingly powerful center of the earth. And then from your heart, going up to the divine cosmic energy source. And in one breath, drawing all that in to your heart. And back into the universe. And today our bowl is going to be a bowl of superhumanity energy. Revolutionary energy, illumination, potential, infinite potential, greatness, our greatness, activation of the I am that I am, and goddess, God goddess, the infinite marriage of the sacred divine, masculine and feminine, and the awesomeness, the awesomeness of who we are, who the divine is, who, what, where, and when, and everything that the divine is, and who the earth is. Just sitting with that for a minute. Breathing gently in and out. Creating that energy bowl with love and abundance and peace and joy. And with the archangels and the angels. And in whatever name or way we claim connection with the divine. And the great mother in her womb. And the priestess that we've been holding this last couple of weeks. The priestess archetype of the divine. The chalice, cross, the color blue, water. Water is her space, her memory. All of her aspects and all of the energies of that archetype of the goddess. As we explore superhuman program, superhuman OS, Ken Wilber's revolutionary new operating system for your mind. Sorry. To illuminate the full spectrum of your human potential and become the greatest possible version of yourself. Now that is pretty amazing. And it's a life-changing interactive online training with the amazing author, teacher, and philosopher Ken Wilber. And not only does he teach you about it and the steps with you and activates with you your unique greatness. And that's connecting in with hitting the natural tipping point in our adult human development now, which we talked about in talking about Greg Braden's book, The Turning Point, that we are at the natural turning point, which creates the tipping point in the direction we want to be tipped. So I don't know about you, but I'm choosing superhuman. And all that goes with that, that we don't know anything about. And our self-actualization needs and our esteem needs. And right now, if you're like me and a lot of other people, there's a lot of boredom connected with life that you don't get. And your frustration with day in, day out grinding of it all. And naggingness, a nagging dissatisfaction with life, which is all part of where those who are ready to be living Eden, actually living it, are and superhuman is how you live it, being superhuman. We're ready to begin the process, not just talk about it on this show. I've been sharing things with you for over a year now that are showing you how this is already happening on the planet. And whatever you can be interested in from those knowings now for yourself. And now we're going to go steps even further. And all the great religious spiritual leaders on the planet are going further now into the actual self-actualization processes. And one of them, which is an amazing one, is Ken Wilber's. And ask yourself right now, Are you ready to become your greatest self? Are you ready to leap into a new relationship with your life and be that superhuman? And it's not just an inspirational thing, it's a developmentally happening evolution within humanity. And in his program, your journey is to begin from standing at the precipice of a monumental leap in meaning. In the moment you begin the process of becoming your superhuman self. And our only obstacle is us, which is easy to overcome when you acknowledge to yourself, I can achieve my potential, my full amazing potential. But I can achieve it in its completeness or in its superhuman bigness if I don't know what kinds of things are possible. Infinite possibilities, but what does that mean? So you can't practice, grow, change, transform, or become what you do not even know exists. And that's what his program is about also. It's the first barrier to unfolding your highest human capacities, showing you what kinds of things are going to be more. It isn't like this is a plateau. I mean, it is a plateau, but it's not the only step. It's a beginning step for this new superhuman. But you must step on the pathway with practice and willingness to grow and change, and having to know what's possible for yourself. And one of Mahatma Gandhi said it would suffice to solve most of the world's problems if we were capable of knowing how much farther we can go. And we are capable of knowing that. We just need to have somebody out there, some people out there, bringing that into consciousness. And this superhuman course is one of those ways. And unless you illuminate the full spectrum of your potentials, they will be unavailable to you. And you do this by upgrading your human operating system. And what is a human operating system? An example is the alphabet, numbers, calendars and clocks, and cardinal directions. Because those are things that we function with every day that help, that hold the spaces for us to function. They're symbols and numbers and hours and minutes and months and years and north, south, east, and west. And they give us the ability to navigate the physical world without getting lost. And that is our somewhat an example of a human operating system. They're mental softwares. And we use them each and every day, and we don't even think of it. We don't even realize that that's our software that we're functioning from. And they're psychoactive. That's important to remember. This operating system, this superhuman operating system, will be installed effortlessly in this program, and you won't have to be conscious about using it after you've practiced it and known it. Remember, you had to learn your alphabet. You had to learn your numbers. You had to learn how to use calendars and clocks. You had to learn what the directions were. And still, a lot of us don't even know. We know north, south, east, and west, and we know that they're directions. But we don't know like the Native Americans know the directions. So Anyway, this is what a human operating system is about. And I invite you to go online to just type in Superhuman OS, and it'll take you to Ken Wilber's site, and you can look at this. Even if you don't sign up for the course, I'm not even advertising to sign up for the course. What I am using it for is infinite possibilities, and for us to know that there are ways to access all of that. So the sum total of your mental software is known as your operating system. Your individual operating system. So everybody's is a little bit different. And it can be a lot different. It's very magical. Because it just operates once you've learned it. So in order to upgrade your life, you have to upgrade your operating system. And this superhuman operating system program permanently installs in you the ability to diagnose your own growth and dynamically activate new potentials within you for the rest of your life. And you'll illuminate potentials you don't even know you have. And you're not the only one. 95% of the world doesn't even know they have it. When you upgrade this operating system, you initiate the process of awakening to your highest potentials. And there are 5 primary mental software installations. Well, so let's breathe that in. And we'll go through upgrading your operating system. And in this module of operating, you'll have an explanation of greatness that sets the stage for how you can live a truly extraordinary life. How you can live Living Eden. And Living Eden, now that concept, that name, isn't just about us living Eden. It's about Eden being living. A living, divine, empowered entity. Our earth that we live on. And you'll experience what your superhuman potential really means. And how you can catalyze development immediately. And this is a program you have to do, not just read. You have assignments and practices and programs to listen to and Ken Wilber to listen to. You'll have a clear definition of mental frameworks and how they shape your behaviors. The first thing you must know that will set the foundation for all changes that will happen as you install this superhuman operating system. And that's something you will know in the module. And psychoactive, why this operating system will work even when you're not thinking about it. That's what psychoactive means. A process for installing all the new mental software coming your way, and how this operating system can make you better at almost anything you do in your life. So that's what this module is about. The 5 core superhuman operating installations. The first one is accelerating your evolution. You install a technology for your mind that will illuminate the full spectrum of development, catalyze your growth, and enrich your understanding of yourself, others, and the world. And there's a whole lot that goes with that module. And part of that is about seven stages. And the second installation is activating your full spectrum potential. You will illuminate the full spectrum of your skills, talents, and abilities to cultivate your true greatness and live your life at the highest level. You'll activate full spectrum multiple intelligences that you can be connected to and accelerate toward your limitless potential. Shifting every relationship you have, which can be a challenge. And this concept can stop wars on the planet. Wouldn't that be great? So that's part of cultivating greatness and mastery, discovering how it's possible to unlock your talents, all those illuminating your blind spots, all those things are in that second installation. Third installation, accessing your multidimensional states of being. Explore your five primary states of consciousness to awaken your highest potentials and discover the superhuman dimensions of who you really are. So you have a journey in this module into the five primary states of consciousness. Learn how to leverage wisdom that you haven't connected with yet. How to step outside your limitations and use those secret superpowers that we haven't known yet. And so on. That goes on. There's a lot. Why the dog-eat-dog world is a lie that traps you in pain. And how to abolish it. Yummy. And an experience of unconditional love you will never forget. All in Module 3. Installation 4, actualizing the innate power of your typology. Discover the underlying drives and impulses of your personality and sexuality so that you can optimize your life and leverage your unique abilities and genius. So that'll be exploring all of that. 9 primary types of personality, tools and practices to gain higher awareness, key evolutionary differences between masculine and feminine energy, now you can utilize this knowledge to unlock your life's grandest pursuits. And within that is going to be the sacred marriage, the new sacred marriage of the masculine and feminine. And more. There's way more in that installation. Installation number 5, awakening your 4D vision. Expand your perception to reveal the 4 fundamental dimensions of reality so that you can transform your weaknesses into strengths and achieve your greatness. So you'll be learning the 4 essential dimensions and discover what your default dimension but shows up differently in each dimension, but how to integrate and actualize that. And communicating more effectively. Oh, wow. This is going to be so awesome. And this is going to be going on. People are taking this. This is going to be going on, and energetically is going to be affecting the whole planet. So even if you don't take it, if you choose consciously to be open to what's happening through it, it will still be affecting your life. There's three foundational superhuman OS applications. Application number one is cultivating your superhuman body. So you need your discover the three dimensions of your human body so that you can unleash the full range of physical, subtle, and causal abilities. Our physical bodies are way more powerful than we realize. And our subtle and causal bodies are keys to our health. So we'll be talking about extending lifespan, preventing disease, healing disorders, rolling back your biological clock. So all of that and more is in this application. Second application, shadow vision, illuminating the hidden influences and blind spots that sabotage your development and hold you back. Discover two primary forms of your shadow and how to see them. Unlocking the truth about projection and transference. Extremely important. We humans are so stuck in projection and transference. Learning practices to integrate fragmented aspects of yourself. Understanding roots of addiction and phobias and how to heal them. Learning about the golden shadow and how it blocks the full expression of your true greatness. So learning more about your shadow in quite a few ways in that application. And then application three, activating your inner tech. Cover the full range of inner technologies that will open you to entirely new realms of power, energy, vision, and ultimate fulfillment for your life. Daily practice that meshes the entire program. Exploring the power of contemplation. Discovering the difference between your internal and external world. So there's more to application three. It is full also. And then the superhuman grand finale, the reboot module, unleashing the greatest version of you. Integrate all the installations and the applications of Superhuman OS in your direct experience to discover the superhuman version of yourself. It's a two-hour finale for the superhuman operating system, enabling you to fully ground it and your superhuman capacities and live your extraordinary life. And graduates are saying, this course is literally transforming my life. Taking this course is one of the best experiences in my life. Simply amazing. There are no words. No other product or learning comes close to this experience. Wow, super incredible. Way beyond my expectations. Absolutely freaking mind-blowing. This has been the best thing I've ever done for myself in 40 years. And then there's bonus collections along if you decide to take the program. There's a bonus training with Anthony Robbins, the life-changing powers of mental models. Bonus training with Marianne Williamson, the politics of a new humanity. And that is important for us to realize we need to be a new humanity in order to create a new earth. Like we've been told over and over, you cannot create anything different if you create it from the same base as you've created other things. it won't be any different. And then there'll be a bonus training, the four fundamentals of a superhuman diet with David Wolf, who is absolutely amazing in that arena. And a bonus training, Awakening the Power Centers of the Superhuman Body with Sean Korn, activist and yoga teacher. And she'll be teaching you about your power centers, how to use your body for transformation, encountering your deepest parts within you, and more. And those bonuses, I would like you to know, too, that you can sign up for this course. You'll have to pay for it. But within 30 days, if you don't want it, you can get your money back, all of it. And the bonuses are yours to keep. So even if you only do that, or even if you only become conscious that this is available on the planet and say you want it, you want it to come into your being because you are the I am that I am, that can happen too. So I just wanted everyone to be connected to the knowing that this living Eden is happening. It's happening, folks. Aren't you thrilled? So please, if you want to call in, 909-533-8401 and ask a question, share something, share how you've been discovering Living Eden in your life, how you've been choosing to consciously work with the planet, to play with the planet in creating Living Eden. And we're going to do a wonderful meditation. And we'll start out with breathing again. The breath is another way to be superhuman. Conscious breathing. Your breath is the breath of God, the breath of life. It is superhuman. And it's geared down to be human in us, but that's not all it is. So we're doing super breathing, inviting in our superhuman and reconnecting with our energy bowl and being present in our bodies. So galactic breath, taking it in to our pineal gland, holding it and releasing. Coming back, if we've left, coming back into our bodies, down into the earth, and partnering with earth, bringing earth into this energy system, and partnering with her, making her super earth, inviting her to that with us, as superhumans to live with her and on her. And another breath. Holding it and releasing. And we are going to partner with Earth in this meditation. We are partnered with Earth already. And in the background, we're going to have some Thaddeus music. Calling us to the dimensional shifts, the mastery of light, the mastery of our superhuman Earth and our superhuman us. And surrendering to I am that I am. To the fullness of that in the being that is the fullness of that, in whatever way, name, that we know it, as God, God, Goddess, as whatever religion we know it in, whatever form of spirituality we practice, to connect into I am that I am. Angels, those who have gone before us, who are supporting us, archangels, the archangels of creation that our bodies are made from, the sacred geometries, calling in all those that will create the new living Eden and the new superhumans for us. And one of those that we know is the Sri Yantra and the spiral. Two of those that we know for sure. And remembering that our heartbeat is full of pumping those spirals through us and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. In all of the cosmos supporting us. And again, this music is by Thaddeus. Can be ordered at orindaben.com, orindaben.com. And it can be listened to, free samples, in the Thaddeus Music Listening Room, which is what I'm using right now. And we are all holding hands around the planet Earth, standing and surrendering into the Earth, into the cosmos, into I am that I am. Breathing that in over and over, sweetly and gently. And we become radiant and brilliant and ecstatic and erotic. And totally supported by all that is. And Earth supporting us in this brilliance and ecstasy as she becomes that also. And with our families, that we become amazing superhuman families. Then imagine and feel that happening. Exactly the way you would see it and feel it and know it. And then making bigger families that connect in from that space. Community families. National families. International families. Planetary families. And breathe that gently in. And then that touches into banks and financial institutions as they receive this energy from us, from Earth, from the divine cosmic source, from all that is, from I am that I am. And they become transformed. In ways that we can't even imagine, but we can begin to imagine it. Ways where they are of service. And what they think won't work, being of service to people instead of to themselves, actually works better. And all financial institutions of every sort becoming radiant, erotic, exotic, grateful, amazing, radiant, enjoying our circle around the planet. And medicines and medical people and medical institutions, personnel and facilities move into this energy. And are transformed. Medicines that are safe and powerful. And the brilliance and love of the medical systems. And when you walk in the door of a medical facility, if you ever even need to anymore, all there is love that heals. And the food industry. Huge, huge transformation of the food industry. As it becomes part of the circle of radiance, abundance, joy, love, peace, and that what's cared about in the food industry is health. And hunger freedom. As it becomes radiant and exotic and erotic in itself. And all of these systems learn ways to exist on this planet in all of this abundance without fighting and without stealing and without making money the primary force, because we don't need it to be. And now on to governments and government officials and rules and regulations and boundaries and all that governments put out. Drawing them into this circle, into an explosion of transformation. Letting go of the old power and receiving the new. P equaling presence, O equaling oneness, W equaling wisdom, E equaling ecstasy, and R equaling radiance. And moving on to schools and learning institutions and tools of learning and books and systems of learning, bringing them into this amazing circle of transformation and superhumanity. And all concepts from the past letting go of, and the creating of all new ones that support this superhumanity and this super planet, Eden. And next, our justice systems, laws, and everything and everyone involved in that. Bringing that into this amazing new planet and superhumanity. And it's all revamped. We can all breathe again. We can all live again. We can have greater, everyone can be incorporated into this justice and peace and love and abundance. And that system supports all of this, the justice system. It isn't used any longer against us, but for us. In peace. And all ways that we can't see right now, but they're there and will be revealed and are being revealed. And everything is possible. And now we draw in the war, the wars, the war instruments, the war thought processes, the war people, all that's connected with the huge entity of war on this planet into this circle of peace, love, joy, infinite possibilities, healing, new ideas, superhumanity, super Eden. Guns are laid down. Instruments of war are used as plowshares. The lion lays down with the lamb. It all's happening. All of a sudden, there's such a brilliant light that people can see who they really are. Everyone is I am that I am. Even the hardest cores of hatred and killing are brought into this presence, this brilliance, this oneness, this wisdom, this unconditional love. And war is no more. We don't even know what it is in this new space. And weather patterns are brought in and are making love to us instead of war with us and them, us with them. And churches and religions and any claims of spirituality that are separate are all brought into this new space. Brought in to love, to I am that I am, is all that exists. And that we live and move and have our being in that we are that. That we breathe that, we eat that, we hear that, we see that, we know that, we smell that, we touch that. I am that I am. And the air we breathe, we know who she is, who it is, who he is. I am that I am. As it moves everywhere, caressing us. And the planet as a whole is also the circle that we stand in and love each other in and touch each other and caress each other in and eat together in and share a life beyond our wildest dreams in our superhumanity. And so be it for this week. So be it. Taking deep breaths and breathing into the earth, sending down roots deep into the earth, sending down through your earth stars, grounding all this, becoming one with the earth. and so in love. I am that I am. You are that you are. And so be it. And blessings to all. Bye now.